evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. It is Thursday, April 5th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone, and what a day it's been for me. So, as you know, it's been very, very warm here in northwest Arkansas over the last couple weeks. We've had probably about 2 solid months of really good weather. And for the most part, it's been great. A lot of pollen, a lot of issues, you know, things like that. But that's okay. No big deal. For the most part, that's sorted out. We haven't had any rain, okay? So that was kind of the big issue. A lot of people were having issues with that, especially if you're trying to grow your own food, which I am attempting to do this year, which, of course, I can water. It's a small little garden, but, you know, it's just one of those things. Obviously, lots of pollen in the air, lots of different things going on. And no rain. Now, we've had chances of rain, like 20, 30, 40, 50% chances all over the place, and nothing going on otherwise. You know, just a whole lot of nothing. But anyway, the interesting thing, as I mentioned, it started to get cold, and it was projected to get cold. So last night, I went out to the garden, and I covered up all the plants with plastic bags, things like that, because, you know, I'd like to be able to, oh, I don't know, eat some food at some point. And then today, you know, the forecast actually got a little different. They said it's supposed to snow tonight. And I said, snow? I had shorts on at the beginning of this week, and now they're talking about snow. And not only are they talking about snow, it is snowing. It has been snowing. We've got, well, on the roads, it's really nothing because the roads are so warm. But at the same time, over in the, I mean, the plants, the trees, all that stuff, there's maybe a quarter of an inch. It's just awful. You know, it really makes me feel for the farmers who are going to have to go through all this. I mean, obviously, this is good for, you know, the pollen and things like that. But at the same time, you know, I don't know exactly what Arkansas grows. I know we grow chickens and Walmarts. But at the same time, I imagine for the agriculture side of this area and in all the other areas as well, you had this very, very early bloom. I don't know what this is going to do, but I would urge you to be cognizant of the food supply, your personal food supply as well. So do whatever you need to do. I spent several hours trying to save the plants, and I think they're going to be okay because they're all inside at this point. It was a task, but it's done, and everything seems to be fine. But just very, very bizarre to have an inch of snow in April. So whether or not we actually get more tonight, I guess will remain to be seen. But just a very, very peculiar time, my friends. Nevertheless, we're going to have some fun here tonight. First things first, welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, for those of you listening on our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, I welcome all of you. My guest tonight has been on before, and he made a very substantial impact on me. Whenever I talk to a Bible scholar or something like that, you know, initial phone calls, initial conversations, emails exchanged, you always got to kind of have to say, wait and see. You know, you feel them out the best you can, but once you have a lengthy conversation with someone, I think you know them pretty well. That's how I feel about our guest. Dramatic impact when we had him on the show the first time. We had scheduled a couple hours. We ended up doing the entire show. So when I booked him for tonight's program, he said, what do you want to do, the whole show again? And I said, well, yeah, why not? It's certainly an interesting subject, and it's something that we all need clarification on. Like I said, my mind was blown last time. I expect it to be subsequently affected here this evening. Our guest is Richard H. Perry. The book is entitled The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. That is available on Amazon. I would urge you to go to his website because there is just a plethora of resource materials, things that are there for you, and they're out there. They're free for the most part. Surf around, you'll see quite a bit of material on this website. It's www.lastdaysmystery.info. When we come back, more Frankly Speaking Radio and our guest, Richard Perry. Stay with us.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Folks, wherever you might be, I'm excited that you're here tonight. Be aware of our phone number because we had such a great time the last time our guest was with us, interacting with you guys and taking your phone calls. So odds are you probably have questions about the Bible, about the end times, about Revelation, and all of the other prophetic aspects of the Bible. And I think this is the guy to answer those questions for you, which is a great blessing to me and to all of us, certainly. And we're very excited he's joined us tonight. Please welcome to the program Richard H. Perry. Thank you again so much for your time, sir.
Frank, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's a great honor for me. As I said, I'm always sort of wary about people, but you know, you can tell people by the their spirit. How do they communicate to you? And I felt so good after our last interview, and you know, I felt great for days and days, which is usually it's a rarity when you're in this business, and I know you know how it is. You know, it's always getting ready for the next one. You never get ahead, you know, no matter how many guests you schedule ahead of time, and I usually don't schedule too far. You never get ahead because as soon as the show ends, you're thinking about the next show, and as soon as that ends, you're thinking about the next one. So for me to have that in the back of my mind is very unusual, and I think of that as a good way. Is a good thing. So, a compliment to you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. So let's discuss this and go through some of the recap stuff. In essence, you were tasked to write a book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days.
Yes, and that was, you know, I think in our last show I was explaining how after a prayer, God had directed me to somebody that I didn't know, and that individual told me that I was supposed to write a book about the last days and the return of Christ, which I did and got published in 2003. And again, you can find that on my website. It's it's free and available. You can also get it on Amazon.com. But it's Of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. Once I had that book, I felt like the Lord was telling me that I was supposed to take the message that he had given me to pastors. And I went through a couple of exercises over about a year and a half in that process. Ended up giving the message to over 145 pastors and finishing that task in November of 2005. And at that time, I felt like God was saying, finish this. I've got something else for you to do. And that month, I got contacted by a search, agent or literary agent that was doing a search for Penguin Group, which is one of the largest publishing houses in the country, to write one of their Complete Idiot's Guide series books. And this one was, they wanted one, the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. And they contacted me and asked me if I'd write it. And I said I would. And I did. And it just came out just last November. It seems to be, I don't really know how well it's selling, but it seems to be selling quite well.
That's great.
More people read it. The word seems to be spreading around, and more people are interested in it. A lot of the material I have, again, is on my website, and I encourage people, to spend some time looking that over. And I also encourage people to, as you look over books, as you look over websites, don't forget to open your Bible and test everything that you read and see and think with, what's written.
I guess I got to say this, I certainly that is God working. I mean, I've never heard of a publisher sending people out there to find an author with a book deal, in essence, just out of the blue.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I mean, that's fantastic.
I wasn't even making a pitch or
that's
doing
amazing.
Anything.
Yeah, that's such an amazing thing, and such a validation for the work you're doing too. I think. It obviously this is not. It was not unfamiliar territory to you, and you were known for having done work in this field as well. But just exactly how intimidating is it to tackle something like the end of days? I mean, gosh, obviously if. If there's something wrong, nobody's going to come knocking on your door during Armageddon and say, Richard Perry, you misled me on page 14. But at the same time, because it does matter to you, it's probably is relatively, there's a lot goes into it. You're very concerned with getting it right.
Yeah, and I think that, as I've studied Scripture over the years and, certainly engaged lots of people in lots of discussions, it's not unusual to run across people that say, I just really don't understand, I can't really understand the Bible. I probably felt that way about certain things at certain times, but, the more I studied Scripture, the more I feel like, that I'm convinced that God has inspired this word and that he did it in a way so that if you are interested in the truth, that he wants you to be able to read it and understand it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's even a passage in Scripture that says just that. It's actually in 2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verse 13. It says, we have not written you anything that you cannot read and understand. And I think that's a message from God to anybody that, would pick up that the Bible and the Scriptures and to trying to find out what God is saying. Now, God also says, seek and you'll find. And I think that's kind of an interesting statement because I found people that, seek support in Scripture for their own opinion.
Yes.
And appear to find it. but it's I think the people that are really saying, okay, I really don't have any opinion. I really want to know what you're saying. And they seek the truth, and I think they can find it too. But I think, and that's what God is looking for, that people that really are, you know, seeking Him for His truth, for what it is He's trying to communicate to us. And I'm very convinced that, you know, you don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be brilliant, you know, to read Scripture and understand it. Matter of fact, you know, there's times that Christ said, you know, come to me like little children. I think sometimes we just got to, you know, submit ourselves in faith to God. And, you know, and if you believe the Bible, if you believe it's inspired by God, then, you know, it is readable.
Yes.
It is understandable. It does take work.
Yeah, it's not that, and for people who have struggled over this, this is not to say, well, obviously, you know, there's something wrong with you, because that's certainly like a organized religion doctrine. You just don't have enough faith. That's why you can't understand it. And it's, you know, I myself, you know, I'm by no means a scholar. I'm an infant in Bible studies. But at the same time, you know, I do feel led to understand certain things and to apply them differently than I've been taught in the past. But at the same time, also, every now and then I'll run across a word and I'm like, I've never even heard of it. Is this even a word? You know, things like that. So it does happen, I think, to everybody. But we're, you know, honestly, Richard, Revelation opens up by saying that we're blessed for reading it. We're blessed for taking it to heart, for trying to understand this stuff. So it is important.
Yeah, I think that's important to note. It's almost as though God, you know, well, not almost, it's exactly that He foreknew that at the time of the end, when, you know, He's getting ready to, you know, change chapters, essentially, going from this age to the kingdom age, that a lot of people would be ignoring Scripture and not taking it to heart.
Yeah.
And so what's He do in the book of Revelation, where, you know, we see a lot of description of the end times and that transition, is we find a particular blessing that's very unique in Scripture. There's no other book in Scripture that carries a specific blessing for reading it and taking it to heart. And all you got to do is read it and take it to heart, and, you know, God says He will bless you.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was so important for me to really find somebody who could explain a lot of this, because that probably, Richard, is the most frequent request I've ever gotten in all of my talk radio years and years. People always want to look for somebody to explain some things to them, and I love that, and that's why I really did feel moved to have you on the show the first time, and certainly this time as well, as a follow-up, because, you know, even though we spent 4 hours on this material, I mean, there's many, many, many things we have not yet addressed. And this is something that I think we all should be striving to do, not just because of the blessing aspect of it, but because, quite simply, it would be like, let's say you plan a vacation without, you know, booking a hotel reservation, without checking the weather, without even seeing if let's say, if Disney World is open that day. You know what I mean? You might end up there in a hurricane with all the hotels filled and the park shut down. You know, we know these things are coming, and we must do our best to understand them.
That's right.
Well, it's powerful stuff, my friend, and I'm glad you're here. Let's give out all the information again, because we are coming up on a break here quickly. The website, www.lastdaysmystery.info. Lots of fantastic information there. The book is called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days, and that's available, of course, at Amazon.com, and I presume bookstores everywhere.
Yeah, it's in all your major bookstores. Matter of fact, it has worldwide distribution.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Well, that's very exciting.
First week it was out, I actually got some emails from Australia. Recently got one from Sweden.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. I know that a lot of people listen to the show overseas and certainly outside the United States as well. And again, when you're looking at issues that affect everybody, there are certain things that really strike home. Certainly freedoms are one of these things, civil liberties and whatnot, various situations. But I think when it comes to the Bible, there probably is no more universal topic. So folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our guest this evening, Richard H. Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. And when you're talking about a complete idiot, I certainly qualify. So this sounds like the perfect book and series of books, obviously, for me. Richard, welcome back, sir.
Hello, Frank.
Thank you again so much for your time. Obviously, last time you were on the program, we covered a great deal of information, but still not even close. When you're talking about we're talking about revelation and prophecy and things to come, obviously there's quite a bit. And we talked mostly about the way the churches should approach these things. We talked about the rapture. We talked about the Antichrist and things of that nature. Certainly there are other things out there that interest people. One of the things that has always been very, very curious to me has been the mark of the beast. Would you like to maybe go there, or would you prefer to start somewhere else?
Well, we could talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, the mark of the beast is something that we find in Revelation, specifically referenced in Revelation chapter 13. And it comes into being, it appears to come into being when the second beast of Revelation 13 appears, the second beast, who is the false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And he, on behalf of the Antichrist, sets up some kind of a system of, it seems to be some kind of an economic system that requires not only that the individuals worship the beast or the Antichrist, but that they accept a mark as some kind of an indication of loyalty, or that they are able with that to buy and sell and trade and carry on enterprise. There's not a lot, you know, that we know about that. Of course, today with technologies, there's a lot of people speculating about, you know, chips and things of that nature. But, you know, and it's, you know, I think we have to kind of place ourselves in that period of time when the Bible seems to indicate that this will be, you know, involved in the world system. And that is, this comes into being in what appears to be the last 3.5 years of this age, or there's this prophetic period of time that's probably most accurately referred to as Daniel's 70th week, which is essentially the final 7 years of this age before Christ returns and establishes the kingdom of God on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that the mark of the beast and the worship of the first beast, the Antichrist, all takes place in the second half of that seven-year period, which is the second half is referred to as the Great Tribulation, the time of the worst tribulation, persecution of God's people in the history of the planet. Nothing like it. You know, Daniel says nothing like it since the beginning. Christ said almost the same thing in the Olivet Discourse.
Mm.
However, one of the things that I kind of take into consideration is for the Antichrist to come into power, according to Daniel, is that, you know, he's successful at, you know, his empire is successful at crushing and trampling down all the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously this is a very violent kind of, you know, situation, and you look at the pictures in Revelation, you don't have to have a very vivid imagination to imagine world war.
Right.
And then you've got to say, well, okay, what, you know, coming out of a world war at the scale that you see portrayed in Revelation, you say, well, what kind of technologies will we have?
Mm.
And, you know, and it's debatable whether, you know, we'll really see, you know, a high technology kind of mark of the beast, or whether we might see what, you know, some of the original theories were about that.
Oh.
That it might be something as simple as a tattoo.
I see. So, in essence, if a, you know, World War III were to happen right now, for example, it would probably be catastrophic, far, far, far surpassing previous world wars. It would be fought, you know, in every country. Every country would sustain damage, would sustain casualties. And you might lose a lot of the technological infrastructure in order to pull something off, such as, you know, a global tracking system, you know, things like that. That's, in essence, what you're saying.
And that's what I'm saying. We, you know, we might want to consider that
point.
As well. So, you know, so that's just something to think about. And I think, you know, one of the things that, that you know, in my interest in prophecy and talking to various people about biblical prophecy and signs of the times and that type of thing, one of the things that I find a little disconcerting is that, you know, a lot of people seem to be primarily concerned about, you know, is this the Antichrist? Is that the Antichrist?
Yes.
Could this be the mark of the beast? Could that be the mark of the beast?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in a lot of ways, that's very premature. Because the Bible also tells us about how the Antichrist comes into power.
Richard, let me jump in here, and we'll pick this up as soon as we come back, folks. Bear with us. Only 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and then more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guest this evening is the author of the fantastic book here, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. It's certainly something that needs to be out there and available to people. The website is www.lastdaysmystery.info. Richard H. Perry, welcome back, sir. When we left off, you were just saying how relatively premature to really devote so much time to worrying about a lot of the stuff, if only because, like the Mark of the Beast, for example, obviously comes after the Antichrist, and worrying about who the Antichrist is means that you're not understanding the conditions by which he would rise to power.
Exactly. Because the prophet Daniel, for instance, was given a prophecy about the four beast kingdoms Daniel chapter 7, three of those kingdoms, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, are historical. Yet the fourth kingdom is a kingdom that is described as a kingdom that comes at the end of the age. Matter of fact, it comes at a time right up to the end of the age where it will be that kingdom will be successful and its leader will be successful until the return of Christ. And the destruction of that kingdom is supernatural. In other words, some of Daniel's prophecies even talk about the destruction of the beast, the Antichrist, will be destroyed, but not by human power.
Mm.
And Daniel prophesied, Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, Daniel chapter 11, about this kingdom. In other words, it was something that God gave him in repeated visions, describing this final beast kingdom and this leader of this kingdom, and we're really given quite a bit of information about not only his kingdom but him. But I think the thing that is very descriptive in Daniel, something that we should take more to heart than apparently we have, is that kingdom arises. One, it comes out of the Middle East. Daniel gives us, you know, indicators of where this kingdom rises from. Isaiah gave us some very strong indications describing this end-time world leader as being the king of Assyria, which Syria at the time was a fairly large empire, which took in countries such as Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, parts of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, even got down, you know, into Egypt. But so you got various prophets pointing to the Middle East. You got Daniel describing the rise of this kingdom, and he describes it as being a kingdom that's different from the earlier kingdoms in that it has 10 kings. And apparently those 10 kings are over like 10 nations, and they form some kind of a federation of nations that band together, mm-hmm. which is pretty hard to imagine in the current Middle East, even though we're seeing some signs that may be starting to happen. In other words, to see that Arab and Islamic nations in the Middle East would start to come together, it'd be pretty unheard of even a few years ago. But now we're seeing, you know, more and more cooperation, Iran with Syria and their influence over Lebanon, and there's even, you know, a relationship starting to build with Iran and Syria and Iraq, you know, while we're still there. With the latest peace efforts coming out of Saudi Arabia, which is something that's almost historically unheard of, for them to be, you know, stepping into the world stage of, you know, peacemaking in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to be vying for power, and I think if we pay close attention, what I expect we're going to see is these nations coming together and forming some kind of an alliance. The Bible says it'll be very fragile. It'll be different, you know, different peoples, and it will be both strong and weak. But this kingdom of 10 nations and 10 kings arises to power and becomes very powerful in the world. I think it may even be involved in, you know, what we would call World War III, before the Antichrist comes to power.
Mm.
Because it appears that these 10 kingdoms, you know, 10 kings come together and they do some stuff, and then another king arises from amongst that group, according to Daniel. And when he arises, he's different than the rest, and he ends up becoming the Antichrist, this beast world leader. And when he comes into that group of 10, one of the first things that Daniel says is that he subdues 3 of the original kings. Then the kingdom of 10 will have only seven leaders or seven heads. So you have this kind of this 10 nations led by seven heads. And then, and that's an interesting terminology, because when you get to Revelation, and you look at Revelation, as we were just talking about Revelation 13, about the first beast, which is the Antichrist, and the second beast, which is the false prophet, we find that the first beast comes out of this kingdom with seven heads and ten horns. And it's described very much like Daniel portrayed it. As a matter of fact, in that same prophecy in Revelation 13, with this beast coming with seven heads and ten horns, he is also given characteristics. He's like a lion, like a leopard, and like a bear. Like a lion, a leopard, and a bear. And those are the three. Those are the characteristics or the likenesses that Daniel gave to Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. And we see those mentioned in some of the other minor prophets as well in the Old Testament. I just encourage people that are, you know, reading their Bible to, you know, read the whole Bible.
Yeah.
And pay particular attention to the, you know, to the prophets, because all the prophets, it seems to me, that were at least in some part prophesying about the end of the age and the coming kingdom, even though they might have their prophecies interwoven, prophecies about their own period and their own time, they almost always seem to have put in some, you know, end times prophecies along with them.
Mm.
They give us a lot of information.
It's pretty amazing the way it does connect with other aspects of the Bible, and you see those. It's almost like confirmation, I suppose, which is probably extraordinarily useful when you're doing this kind of research.
It is, and when you see pictures develop, then it helps you identify other things in some of the prophecies that might have been obscure, before you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And probably one of the ones that comes to mind, and this is going to probably be only for those people that have maybe looked at this a little bit, is that the Antichrist. In Daniel's prophecy, his most famous prophecy of the 77s, which is in Daniel chapter 9, he talks about the Antichrist, and he identifies him as the leader who will come.
Mm-hmm.
And then this leader who will come, he makes a covenant with many for 1-7. That's 1 7-year period.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says in the middle of that seven, he sets up, or he causes temple worship, sacrifice, and offering to cease, which is an indication that it's going on. He can't cause it to cease if it isn't going on.
Interesting.
Which means there's a temple, and it means that sacrifice and offering have been started up again. Now, there currently are no sacrifice and offerings that are going on in Israel or any place else, for that matter, because there's no temple. And so there's no temple worship in the Jewish faith, which is prescribed in their faith. So this halfway through this last 7-year period, there's this sacrifice and offering is caused to stop, and an abomination that causes desolation is set up on the wing of the temple. And that's in the middle of that last 7-year period. And Daniel says that, you know, this leader who will come will do this there are several things about that. One, in that same passage, he also identifies that this leader will probably be coming from what was at the time of the Roman conquest, Syria. But I think what's important here is that we see that the Antichrist has got this large role to play in the last 7-year period. But if we look at all the prophecies, we see that he must come to power before he can confirm that covenant at the beginning of that last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that last 3.5 years of the seven that we find the mark of the beast, and we find, you know, this potential, this worship of the beast.
Yeah.
And those things that people are, you know, seem to be looking for and concerned about, identifying who the Antichrist is and this mark of the beast, which is in, it's what I say in terms of biblical prophecy regarding the end times, it's very late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the things we should be watching for is like watching the Middle East to mm-hmm. see, you know, where are these 10 kings and kingdoms going to come together? Because that's one of the things that's very important.
Sure.
To seeing the development of the final kingdom and the platform, if you will, or the kingdom out of which the Antichrist will come. The other thing that's very concerning is is you say, well, if the Antichrist and his kingdom come to world domination, then you say, well, obviously things are going to have to change pretty dramatically from the way we see them today, because currently the Middle East is not dominant in the world, and there are other players that are dominant in the world. But according to Scripture, the other dominant players are going to have to be defeated, destroyed, taken out. I don't know, you know, the wording you want to use, but the Bible is pretty clear that when the Antichrist starts to come to power, he's successful at everything he does. And in Daniel's prophecy, he said that he attacks the mightiest fortresses. Now, we would probably call the mightiest fortresses today's terminology would be superpowers.
Yes.
And then you'd have to start thinking about, well, who would they be? Because it is plural. It's not singular, even though today we only really have one superpower. We have a superpower. Maybe that superpower has some allies. But, you know, you say, okay, well, there's going to be some significant change in power in the world as we get closer to the end of days, as in the Jewish terminology.
You know what's so intriguing about all this, Richard, is thinking about it all in the terms that you've just laid out. My first thought of 10 sort of Middle Eastern kingdoms and sort of how would this happen, my first thought was OPEC. Because honestly, when you think about the seat of world power, for the most part, you can say it's military might or whatnot, but surely it all goes back to money, inevitably. It's about the money. It's about the financial side of things. You have to have the military might to protect that. Now, in the current situation, I see energy as, of course, vital, because you look at the situation with the Iranian abductees, the British sailors and Marines, held for, you know, about 2 weeks or so. You know, Iran basically made like 55 million pounds in British currency just by the tension in the markets that caused all this stuff to go on. So I would say this, that if you did see a unified Middle East with one sort of policy about who they will sell oil to and who they will not, you would see a war develop. You would have to, because for the most part, you look at countries like America, for example, the EU, for the most part, went through this when Russia had their little issue, I think, with Ukraine, where they weren't going to pass the oil through it, and so on and so forth. This whole thing, energy-wise, hanging on by a very, very thin thread.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if we had looked at the Middle East and said, you know, that they were going to rise to, you know, some kind of world dominance, even 10 years ago, you know, you'd probably, it'd be a real stretch. But you look at the way, you know, world tensions, world power, you know, the dependency on oil, a dramatic dependency on oil for so many nations, you know, China, the European common market, U.S. is a great consumer, you know, and just this almost a potential stranglehold on a world economy that the Middle East has. It is a focal point, and it, which brings me to another point, and that's that, you know, Jesus when he was talking to his disciples, he gave his disciples some what I refer to as early warning signs to the end. And he gave, in Revelation, we see some early warning signs to the end. And I'm becoming very convinced that we've actually seen those begin. In other words, that we're in the process where these early warning signs have made themselves visible to us. If you can, read Scripture, and again, I don't want to be terribly conclusive about this or dogmatic, because they're the early warning signs. If we do see them clearly lead to the next signs, then I'd say we've got some conclusive evidence. But I never like to establish a big pattern on one in a row.
Yes, absolutely.
I'll tell you what I mean when we come back.
Sounds good. Just very, very important information, folks. Richard H. Perry, our guest tonight, back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Black.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Tail end of our first hour already, and it is certainly flying by. Keep in mind, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort. They have nine, count them nine, fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the things that make this area of the country and certainly this part of Arkansas extremely fun. So I'd urge you to consider it as a vacation destination for you and your family any time of the year. It's really a phenomenal place. You can go ahead and check it out online, howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And for my Arkansas listeners here in town and in state, I will say this. If you've ever tried to book a resort, you know that almost every one of these places requires a minimum two-night stay, which makes it moderately difficult for people with schedules like mine. But at the same time, when you're looking for maybe you're passing through and you just want to crash, you know, for a night and just check it out, spend one day there or something like that, Howard Creek Resort does have one night reservations. So to my knowledge, it's the only place in the state that does that. It's pretty phenomenal stuff. Let's get back to our guest here, Richard Perry. Welcome back, sir. And again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We were just kind of talking about early warning signs that Scripture seems to give us as indications of where we, you know, where we might be in terms of God's plan. And there's basically two. One is that Jesus in the Olivet Discourse referred to as the beginning of birth pains. And then the other is in Revelation chapter 6, and it is there's seals that are opened. There's seven seals that are opened on the scroll, and they're the first series of seven that we see in Revelation. The beginning of the seals, the first four seals, seem to correspond to the beginning of birth pains, kind of you know, a world events, but they also have some uniqueness to them. But I think that they probably fall within the same time frame.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say same time frame, you mean all four occurring virtually simultaneously, or in quick succession?
Well, I in succession. I don't know okay. I don't know what quick means, and I'm not sure I know how quickly these things, you know, will follow one from another, and whether they would be consistently spaced.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we won't know until we get into those. And I'm of the opinion, again, I said I don't want to be terribly dogmatic about it, but I'm of the opinion that the first seal of Revelation chapter 6 is open. And I'm also of the opinion that we're in the midst of, and we've already seen the beginning of birth pains that Christ mentioned.
Okay.
And I'll mention the fourth. There's four things that he identified as the beginning of birth pains, and it was when nation will rise against nation. And I should point out that nation is there. The Greek word is ethnos, where we get ethnic.
Okay. So it'd be virtually races or nationalities,
yes,
perhaps, or maybe religions at that point as well.
Exactly.
Oh, very exciting. Hang on, Richard. I'm sorry. Another quick break. Time's flying, folks. We're back in 90 seconds with hour number two. Our special guest tonight, Richard Perry, again, the author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. His website, www.lastdaysmystery.info.
It's